escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. So the Falcons made some moves over the weekend. We'll get to that in a moment. But after you guys were able to catch your breath after Friday night's game, did everyone have a good weekend or did you go into a cocoon? Because I know we just kind of like vegged out all weekend.
I was definitely in a cocoon. Anybody that's ever followed my at-home DIY projects, it always happens like this because we've talked about these on air numerous times where my wife's like, great idea. And then, you know, she's like, we're going to do this together.
Uh-huh.
And then she gives me like 2 days worth of work and then like I have to take over because, you know, she has work or she, you know, something with the kids or this, that, and the other. So I have had our bathroom project on pause for like 2 weeks because I'm like, nope, I'm not doing it. You're going to hold up your end of the bargain this time. So over the weekend, I kind of took on the kids for most of the weekend and kind of let her lock herself in the bathroom and paint and wallpaper and do all her stuff. So it was very low-key, though. Very low-key weekend.
Yeah, I worked on the golf cart for probably 2.5 hours Saturday. And sitting on concrete is not good for your back, apparently.
What was the deadline you have on this golf cart? Didn't Amy give you a deadline?
Halloween. He's got plenty of time.
Halloween. Although she said a couple weeks ago, I don't want – this is not going to be a thing where you're just like every night. And I'm like, no. But it's not been. That was probably the most time I've spent on it in a while. Problem is I've got it – I had to splice wires and all this stuff for the converter for the new lighting. And I got everything wired up. Everything's ready to go. There's only one problem. The flashers never go off. So I installed it where I put blinkers with a new light.
So everybody thinks you're in a hurry.
So it's either left blinker, right blinker, and then when it's on neutral, like where there's no blinker, there's flashers. And I do not know how to – there's got to be a wire crawl somewhere.
Yeah.
So I started moving wires around, and at one point the right turn signal was working the left. When it was supposed to be for the right, it was actually doing the left, and then vice versa. And then I rewired that, and now I just had to – there's something that's not
this
right.
This is a problem for YouTube,
that's
baby.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I was on YouTube for like 2 hours last night because I did like some new wall in the bathroom, and like, you know how when you paint like the old school paint, like the orange peel texture?
Mm-hmm.
And my part I redid is like really flat, and I'm like, how do I get these textures to match up, you know? Anyways, yeah, I'm spraying the wall with stuff.
Where would we be without YouTube?
I'm telling you, man, I don't know. It's like the new college. It's like JUCO. YouTube University, baby.
And YouTube is a lot lighter than those books we used to carry around.
No doubt.
I'm all about that. All right, so we are live from Flowery Branch at Atlanta Falcons training camp. I'm happy to report right now it's pretty dry. Pretty dry right now. It was raining on our walk in, and Mike and I were a little bit like, this feels worse than last week, but it's kind of dried up. So hopefully we'll still have practice outside today. But the Falcons did make some moves over the weekend. They signed center Jake Hansen and safety Ron Harrison Jr., and they released offensive lineman Michael Gonzalez and cornerback Grayland Arnold. They put him on the reserve injured list. So what do these moves mean?
Well, put it point blank, when I saw they made a move for a center, I was not shocked. Went back and watched a little bit of the All-22 that was put up on the NFL.com yesterday, and I think Javon Gwynn played decently well in the pass protection. Actually, I think he played extremely well in pass protection. Really struggled in the run game, though, and I think that's one of the things that came out when you look at the run totals. I mean, the center position in both halves really struggled to climb up to the second level on the wide zone, and that is just something you cannot struggle with in this offense. Kind of not only identifying and, you know, who's the middle linebacker and who is our, you know, H-back tight end, you know, trying to lead up to, but also getting off the down guys. I just thought that Javon Gwynn really, really struggled with that numerous times throughout the game. And like I said, that's what your offense is built around. So when I saw afterwards they signed a veteran center in Jake Hansen, I was like, yeah, I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can see how that would be an issue right now if you're Dwayne Ledford and company watching some of the film from the other night.
Yeah, I try not to read too much into these types of moves. I'm not really sure why Harrison was signed, other than maybe they want to add a little bit more depth, and especially with the joint practice coming up and being able to pull guys and give them rest and stuff. Because I think we've got a safety battle brewing with Helms came out and just laid the wood to some people and was very animated with the sideline of the Lions, and rightfully so, because he got flagged for a hit that was not an illegal hit. And by textbook, it was as legal as you can get.
I know, I struggle with that, because defenseless receiver is such a big word, and that was definitely a defenseless receiver. But usually, from my understanding, and there is some gray area, I tried to look it up online, there's a lot of gray area, but usually that means it has to be forcible contact to the head and neck area. But then I read a couple that was like, it doesn't always have to be. So, yeah, it was. I hated seeing that flag thrown, but it looked bad in real time. I will say that.
Well, it looked like a hard hit from the past, and I mean, I just don't know what. I just have a problem with it, because what are you supposed to do? Your job, you can get basically told to go home and hand your playbook in if you can't make that play and break up a reception. Yet when you do it, there's a referee telling you, well, you can't do that. What is he supposed to do?
Yeah,
I mean, and he was just getting over there to make the play. Wasn't his guy, to my knowledge. I'm not 100% sure. I had to go back and completely rewatch it, but it just, I don't know. It's irritating. So I'm not really sure where Harrison. Maybe just a depth thing. But I also don't want to. I don't read too much into, you know, week preseason two moves of like this. Unless it's a name like Justin Simmons was last year, or Matthew Judon.
Well, I say, look, Ronnie Harrison's not that far off of that. I mean, he's been a guy that's been a good player. This is not Henry Black, who was signed, you know, 2 weeks ago after the first couple of days of camp practice. I find it interesting that now you haven't had any injuries at the safety position, from my understanding. You've now signed two safeties over the course of training camp. And so I find that to be interesting, because Raheem's comments after the Henry Black signing were very much like, hey, we want more depth at that position. Mm-hmm. And then you add even more depth at position, and a guy who's been a quality caliber player in not too far distant history in the NFL. So I don't know, man. Like, I don't know what – I've had a hard time trying to decide what that means as far as Xavier Watts and, some of the other pieces in place on this defense. I don't know that means – hey, we feel really good about them, so that we don't want them to play that much more in the preseason? Or does that mean we don't really feel great about where we're at, so we're going to bring in outside bodies to see if they're any better? I'm not sure which one it is at this point.
And I wonder if it's more about playing that other spot where Jesse is, you know? So
right.
I don't know. We'll see. I'll tell you what we'll see is we'll see it probably tomorrow. When they get in here scrimmaging with the Titans, kind of see what they're doing and who's doing what and how they're playing things.
Were there any takeaways from the game that you guys walked away like, okay, need to talk about that on Monday?
Yeah, there's quite a few. The easiest one to get out of the way is I thought Brandon Dorlus looked good. I thought he looked fast and aggressive, and he felt comfortable. He looked comfortable because he was going and playing, and it simplified for him. That was a really good sign. I know a lot of fans probably took a lot into that because of how much playing time he did not get last year and how he was inactive for most of the season. Jalen Walker made a move, Mike, that I want to get your take on it as an offensive lineman, kind of, and how you, one, defend it, but two, what you would take away from it is There's a play. I think it was like the second play of the second quarter. It was a first down run. I believe Reynolds had it, and he stuck his the running back's going to bounce it to the outside on the right side, right? And Jalen Walker is on the edge there, and I see Reynolds hesitate to seemingly try to bounce it out there. And Jalen Walker just peeked his head up. And you can tell he freed his left shoulder.
Yeah, don't forget I'm
out.
Right here.
And
don't forget I'm here.
When he did that, Reynolds stopped and cut it back inside the tackle.
Yep.
And I go back and think about that, and it was one of those little things that you have to be watching. I was happen to be watching for it. And basically went from a 15, 20-yard gain to like 4 or 5.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, it's a savvy move. And, you know, I think that he played in the style of defense where it's like contained, turn everything back in. I think that obviously he has the ability to do that, and that's one of the things cerebrally that makes him different. And I think the reason you become a first-round pick is because you have the cerebral nature of that as well, and you have the physical ability to get it done against NFL offensive tackles. So I'm with you. I mean, I think that he kind of – obviously on the pass rush, there was some things to be desired from him, and I think James Pierce was there as well. But they both showed up at times, mixed bag, if you will. But I think there was some upside there as well. I watched a lot of the defensive line. I didn't think Rook had a particularly great day. I didn't think Morgan Fox had a particularly great day. I was with Bo. I think that Brandon Dorlus was one of those names that really stuck out of having a little bit of wiggle in pass rush that made me feel a little bit better about him. And also Kentavious Street. Kentavious Street's a guy that's been around for a couple of years now. We just kind of tend to forget about him unless we're saying, you know, he looks good or he looks big or, you know, he has to step up or whatever it may be. Man, he's got some power and did a nice job at the nose position numerous times of really getting push on the centers from the Detroit Lions. I was excited about Kentavious Street and Brandon Dorlus, both in, you know, one and the same.
Yeah, and Dorlus is a guy that, again, like, the fans don't know what to think. I've talked to people that are like, I don't understand. And I've talked to people that said, well, the plan was to kind of let him, you know, kind of have almost a red shirt type year last year. And it looks, after one game in the preseason, it looks like it might have worked. It also looks like the system might fit him. I agree with you on the Morgan Fox thing. I saw some stuff late in the game in the red area. First off, the fact he was playing in the beginning of the fourth quarter was weird to me.
That's a big takeaway.
But then the fact that he did not particularly look good. Looked like he was a little bit overmatched, and that's worrisome. Josh Woods played really well on defense. Really well, and it
strong.
Makes you and it kind of makes you feel. And here's the deal: you can say whatever you want and diminish it however you want. The problem, the thing that I took away was that there were plays getting funneled to him, and he was making sure tackles. He wasn't missing tackles. He wasn't getting overmatched. He was making the tackle, and that's a good sight.
Also, the fact that D'Angelo Malone was lined up next to him was kind of interesting to see as well. So
there's
get into that.
So much to unpack from Friday's game again. Maurice Norris has updated social media thanking people for the support, but he is doing okay. Coming up next, Braves took 4 of 5 against the Marlins. We'll get into that. And we've got my Allie Mack drop. Who says pancakes and baseball don't go together? Because they do. That's next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.